Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts for a single. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Blue moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to third for the out. McNeely moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Badgerow for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue bunts for a single. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive to center field. McGowan throws towards Melillo. Melillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Geringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1. And back over to first, double play. Geringer moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kress scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-1 in the game. Scubble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion throws to second, with Kress covering, and has Hargrave trapped. There's the throw to O'Rourke, who tags Hargrave for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Scubble moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow bunts towards the mound. Whitehill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whitehill. Badgerow moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kress moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Badgerow scores. Kress scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble misplays the ball. That's an error on Scubble. Melillo moves to second. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whitehill. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Mannion moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Gray moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely is hit by the pitch. Mannion scores. Gray moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Badgero hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Alexander moves to third. 2 outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.